There's so much today. This first text, see, this is they're restarting to rebuild, to refurbish the temple. And the high priest, Hilkiah, informed the scribe, the chief theologian at the temple, Shaphan, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." Now, most historians think they found the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, Deuteros Nomos, means the second law. Deuteronomy is, as far as we can tell, it's a book from the north. And it takes, Deuteronomy is to the other four books what John is to the three synoptic gospels. He's picking it up, bringing it to another level, and concentrating on love, as Deuteronomy does. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." That's in Deuteronomy. And so, and the king at this time was Josiah. Josiah became king when he was about 8 or 9 years old. And he's older now, but he was killed in his 20s because he was honoring, he had a covenant with the north. And Egypt started coming up from the south. So by terms of the covenant, he had to go try to stop him, which was a suicide mission, and he was killed. And this is where Jeremiah in chapter 12 says, "I know you're in the right, Lord," you know. "I know you're in the right, but tell me." And God treats Jeremiah the way he always does. "Jeremiah, if you can't run with men, how are you going to run with horses? If the death of Josiah, a great reforming king, makes you stumble, what are you going to do when the problems really get tough?" Doesn't sound like a nice answer, does it? Well, he has to grow us up. And Jeremiah, you know, great prophet. And so, whether this was the book of Deuteronomy or not, it's hard to know, but it certainly had a lot to, you know, it's in the same. It's the whole law set to preaching. If you read Deuteronomy, it's mostly preaching, telling you what the law says and how to apply it. It isn't just, here's the law, it's a preached law. Probably reflects the preaching of the northern kingdom at the time, the northern Levites. And the accent is on love. So when Josiah heard, you know, got a hold of this, he began a reform, a serious reform of Israel. It was sort of, this point was like the Vatican II of the Hebrew people. It was a real reform. Most of the southern kingdom, though. And so, you see, when they heard it, they said, "My God, you know, we're not doing any of these things. So we've got to change." It was a great reform under Josiah. And that's why Jeremiah was so baffled. "The first good king we've had, he's reforming your people. He goes out to honor the contract or the covenant that he has with the north to stop Egypt from coming up there. And he dies. Lord, what?" And the Lord says to Jeremiah, "None of your business. I'm God. You do what I tell you." And it was that kind of obedience. And finally, he was probably martyred himself by the non-reform bloc. There's always one of those in the people. And so, you see, this is... But what we can take from this, my friends, is the zeal for the will of God. Really, zeal. And, you know, Josiah tears his clothes. The people hear the law. They begin to weep. And we could examine our conscience. We have the very Word of God Himself incarnate speaking to us, telling us. Do we do it? You know, it's God Himself talking to us. Jesus Christ is eternal, divine Son of God. So here he's just saying, look out for false prophets. That's all. If there's anybody sent by me, you can tell by his life. And now you see, and that's, we've had so many dramatic preachers who have gone off the deep end, Protestant and Catholic both, right? It's usually money and sex. So if a guy looks like a prophet and he's not acting like one, forget it. By their fruits you'll know them, not by their words. It's very subtle because a corrupted prophet preaches a corrupted message, which is more acceptable, a little easier. Not so firm a call to obedience and conversion and to give our lives and to grow up and to, you know, it's a couple of things like that. But there's jokes and there's all that, you know, and you can tell that is not a blueberry bush. You know, there's something wrong there. And we're so dumb. We follow people who pander to our own vices instead of following the Word of God. And somebody who's got a great sense of humor, you know, and gives his addresses with lots of jokes and stuff, that's pleasant, right? It's like the television, you know. But it's not the Word of God. Word of God is fire, love, call for a response of love. That's why Josiah, who was just in his 20s when this happened, tore his garments and said, my God, this is what... Now, you can always ask the question, he already had the other four books, why was he not in the form in which we have them, but this one was so powerful. And sort of, and he said, well, you know, we've got to change. And that starts the Josiah reform. And Jeremiah backed that all his heart. He backed that. And that's why he's baffled when Josiah is killed. God is saying, Jeremiah, you do what I tell you and you trust me, okay? I love my people. But it's time for Josiah to die. That's the... I know I got to watch the time, but I mean, like, you see how... And I thought, as I was sitting there, there is a great history of Israel written by John Bright. And it's called, fittingly enough, A History of Israel. And it's by John Bright. And it's really, you know, great summer reading. It's fast gripping. And you could probably get it on Amazon for $15 or so. But it's, you know, you're going away on vacation. That will keep you, you could turn the TV off. That would keep you gripped. It's well written. And it gives you an idea. We're not talking about, what can I say, ideas. These are people, red-blooded people, sinners who repent, sinners who don't repent. Kings who obey the Lord and kings who don't. And this is all God's plan. Bringing forth what? The Virgin Mary. And she, Israel, giving us the Messiah.